A sobering assessment today about our crawling roads from one of the top transportation officials in the region. Virginia Transportation Secretary Sean Connaughton says when it comes to expanding or widening roads, there's nowhere to go.
Well, joining us to talk about this, WTOP sprawl and crawl reporter Adam Tuss. And Adam, what does the secretary mean when he says there's nowhere to go?
Just that. You take a look at a road like I-66, you take a look at a road like the Capitol Beltway. We physically don't have the space anymore to expand and push out. So what the transportation secretary is saying, and the point that he's trying to make, is that we have to make better use of the roads that are already in place. We have to come up with creative solutions to manage the traffic that we have that's on our roads right now, because simply roads like the ICC, those roads aren't coming along anymore. You know, we're not building these brand new roads that are just going to be cutting around. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. And it's just not part of the plan for the future right now. So how can we manage what's going on out there right now? If I had the answer for you, I'd be the president of this country. But that's really the thing that the transportation secretary is trying to say.
Hovercrafts, Adam.
Yeah, right. Something along those lines. That might work.
I imagine one of the roads he's alluding to is 66. As we know, in Arlington, it's been a big debate.
Right. Obviously, there's been a lot of study about I-66. There's been a little bit of widening that's gone on there lately, you know, just connecting on and off ramps. But one of the things that Virginia is looking at, not just here in Northern Virginia, but statewide, is what's called active traffic management. This is basically where you have a monitoring system on a road nonstop. You're constantly looking at the road so that you can respond to accidents and incidents quicker. You can open and close shoulder lanes if they need to be opened. You know, things along those lines. How do we get smarter about actually looking at the traffic, looking at what's happening real time, and diverting traffic around issues or getting people out there to keep the traffic moving better?
Now, even though there's nowhere to go, there are still some road projects around, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, don't forget the Capitol Beltway Express lanes. That's going to be coming on this year. As we mentioned, the ICC was one of the big roads that came up. In 95, you know, there's a hot lane project that's going to be planned for there as well, you know, all the way from the Mixing Bowl all the way down to Fredericksburg. So there are projects that are coming online. They're just not going to be projects that are going to be pushing out into new space that's there. You know, it's going to be existing space projects that we have on the existing system. That's what we're going to be looking at.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, apparently there's no room or money for big road projects. But then you look at mass transit like Dulles Rail and
right.
Look what that's been.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I mean, look how long it took to even get that project online. Look at the political wrangling that we've had to go through with that project. A lot of people will point to mass transit and say, look, if we could just get more metro lines out there, get things going. But they take time. They take a lot of money. One of the things you'll find about mass transportation, we can't put enough mass transportation on our region. As soon as a new bus line opens, as soon as a new rail line opens, as soon as anything like that opens, it's filled. So there's the demand for all this stuff. But when it comes to pushing out roads, that's just not going to be part of the solution.
All right. WTOP sprawl and crawl reporter Adam Tuss.